Welcome to My Millennial Money. Today we've got a random live case study, and you may have heard him referenced on the show before. We're talking to my good friend Dirty Mike and the dilemma that he is in.
Hey, you're listening to My Millennial Money, a podcast untuk orang yang mengerti bahasa Indonesia. And now over to Aaron, John, and Glenn.
What was that?
So, because you haven't actually met Asha.
No, he keeps saying he's going to come in. Oh, yeah. He's Indonesian.
Yeah. So he's
That wasn't Kim Jong.
What?
That wasn't Kim Jong.
No,
he's from the islands.
Michael, you might remember. I get confused. Is Asha's mum is Indonesian?
That's right. Yeah.
So put that in your pipe and smoke
cool.
it. Put that in your Balinese belly and poo
get
it.
Get sick.
Wow.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
So, hey,
Mike. Welcome, Dirty
Mike.
Hi.
So,
everyone.
You may have heard of me referencing Dirty Mike before on the show, and we had a bit of a dilemma, but we'll get to that. But I just want to start by saying, hi, Aaron.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, John.
We're recording on a Sunday, and Aaron's been day drinking, which...
day drunk.
She could be saying anything today.
So this could go anywhere. I'm legit worried.
You should be.
I am. I don't know why you're going...
That's why I pre-warned you, mate.
Oh, wow. So she's...
Is there a disclaimer?
Well, I sent him a photo of what I was doing before I came in.
Yeah. And it's like anything, it's the photos that I didn't see that would concern me. So anyway, we're here. It's a Sunday for us. Aaron's day drunk. Dirty Mike's here. His life's a train wreck. John and I are...
John's left his kids unattended at home.
Stable.
And GJ's just GJ.
I'm just ticking by. But you might legitimately, over the coming 4 weeks to 6 weeks, you may not hear Aaron.
I.e. the time for the healing of a broken bone.
Basically.
Or three.
So Aaron's little girl, Mace... Can we say her name?
Yeah, of course.
We've talked to her before.
Yeah.
So what happened, Erin?
She's had a bit of a collision at a skate park, and she's now got 3 broken bones in her elbow.
Ouch. So I didn't actually expect Erin to be able to get here today, but obviously the day drinking session was already planned, and there's no hospital visit for any child that will stop that.
It was a result of the stressful few days that I've had.
Yes.
Yeah,
you can let go and let live.
But, you know, Mason and I will certainly be here when we can, and I think that she's a pretty tough little chick, and I think she'll carry on.
So don't write to us in bad reviews saying we want Aaron back. It's like, well, we can't control everything.
And we sacked her because she's drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last straw.
Those red wine bottles are quite vulnerable up there.
Now, I want you guys to... So remember we did that episode, and it's episode 120 on side hustles, and to be honest... I actually, when we were recording that episode, I didn't think it was that good.
Was that with
Lala? Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of response, and I ran into somebody the other day who said, oh, that episode changed my life. So I was like, hang on, can you tell us?
I think it's very relevant for a lot of millennials.
There's a lot of people trying to do a side hustle,
yeah. Yeah.
Sounds cool, doesn't it?
Side hustle. We have one.
Yeah. We're just not making anything from it.
But it's fun. We're having fun doing it.
And legitimately, everyone, and that's probably a good segue to go, hey, guys, we've almost been doing this 7 months, and we're putting more and more time into this, and I'm trying to make it as best as what we can.
Mm.
And I have started to look for a legitimate financial partner for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want to say I personally can't stand ads, but I'm looking for a financial partner who can actually, who has got a brand that we all believe in.
Yeah,
that's
and
not
we're happy
rubbish,
to. Yeah.
Who will give us a little bit of latitude because I'm not no corporate sellout. So
not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Maybe another 7 months.
Yeah,
but I mean, sure. I mean, whatever. So don't be freaked out. If you do hear a financial sponsor, it's because we only want to make this better.
Yep.
And I need to put more and more time into this.
Mm.
Hence why we're here on a Sunday.
Hence why we're here on a Sunday. And
yeah,
we need to.
Triple time.
Yeah. So that's why it's not going to be full of ads because I hate ads, and it's not going to be irrelevant. It's like. I like when I'm getting marketed to by things that I find interesting. Like, I purchased that Law & Order t-shirt on an IG ad. Like, you know,
And had you, just a query, like... executive
producer Dick Wolf t-shirt.
Had you ever even had that thought? Because you know how sometimes you're like, I've literally only thought this in my head.
Cookies chase you around the internet.
I know, yeah. And I've never said it out loud to anyone, and bang, there it is.
Have you read the book The Secret?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I should.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Good things might come my way.
But yeah, so that's just a bit of a segue, because this is more of a side hustle for Erin, because she's not even in finance. Like, John and I can talk about this stuff all day and we'd love it. But we really want to help you, Erin, as well. And
so nice.
Set yourself up. So anyway, so here's what Gabby said.
So it was your podcast that made me turn my side hustle into my main thing and give me the confidence to ask my boss if I could go part-time, and he actually granted it to me.
It's amazing.
And it's all good now.
So that was mainly the side hustles episode?
Yeah, 100%. Yes. I was thinking about it and then I listened to that episode and it just pushed me to do it.
So good.
Yeah.
It's funny because once we recorded that episode, I thought that was... because you have so much self-doubt, like, when you do something. Because, like, we're in this room and we're chatting and just normal chat. And then I was like, that one, I was like, I wasn't even going to put that episode up.
Oh, it was so good.
But yeah, it was really, and a lot of people said that's been one of their favorites.
Really?
So, yeah.
I've told a lot of people about that episode because so many people I know have a side thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always what they're most passionate about, not what their current job is.
If you're loving the show and want to get more of it, head over and subscribe to My Millennial Money Express. It's a new daily podcast and we're dropping daily money hacks no longer than 5 minutes right into your headphones. We hope you can join us over there.
So that's exciting, isn't it?
Doing that's amazing.
We haven't even like really chatted that much about M3 Express, but I wanted to...
I love MP3 Exhibit.
What the hell?
MP3.
Oh, jeez.
They went out in the 90s.
Yeah. Can this episode be called Erin's Day Drunk on a Sunday?
Sunday sesh.
Sunday sesh.
Thank you, Entrance Hotel.
And legitimately, this episode, if you're listening to it on the Thursday it came out, this is the actual Sunday before, because it's a bonus episode. So this is fresh, guys. Yeah.
If you're feeling like you need
current life,
duck off for a wee scooter, then...
But yeah, so if you're into MP3s, apparently...
Oh my
gosh. But if you're into...
M3.
Yeah, so it's a podcast for the podcast. I wanted to do a short form... this is a long form podcast. I can't even talk now.
It's got a D in it.
Yeah, this is a long form podcast, or medium form. We're going to do 5 minute little daily hacks. We don't even know who's going to be doing that yet, but all we know is we're launching soon. So jump over and subscribe, because it might suit you more than listening to this BS with Erin Drunk. basically.
Look, I dare say it will.
5 minute chunks of gold, aren't they?
Yeah, nuggets, John. Nuggets. Nuggets. Michael.
Hello.
Daddy Mike.
So just a bit of a backstory. Dirty Mike's a good friend of mine, and we've been friends for probably over 16 years, unfortunately.
For him.
For him, who's the winner here. He's clearly the winner. But I guess, you know, Michael's given me a fair bit of permission to be pretty candid with this, because over the last, say, even 7 years, I've been sick of telling him what to do with his money and him never
and
doing
not
it.
Listening.
Not
so
listening.
He's at a stage of his life now where he legitimately is at a crossroad, and I'm at the point where it's like... I don't care. I'll just be rich over here. You go and do what you want to do.
We were speaking about it yesterday, and he's like, I can't give you any more advice. I don't care anymore.
I've given up, John.
And then a light bulb went off, and he's like, I've got a podcast. Come on the podcast where I can make some money off you.
Yeah.
Out of the grief that you caused me.
Is it like listening to my phys ed teacher but not my dad sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. So John is the... phys ed teacher who's going to teach you about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And Glenn's daddy.
Yeah, and I'm your daddy.
Where were you last night?
I was at a fancy dress party. Okay. It was a Halloween party. And if you go on my Instagram at TheRealVin75, you'll see that I'm dressed as a monk and I uploaded a funny photo.
You just made a comment about she calls me daddy. That's what made me think of that.
Yeah. No, the comment was usually she calls me daddy, but tonight she calls me father.
That's disgusting.
Terrible.
Totally.
All right. So, Dirty Mike. So, I'm going to set the scene.
Where'd the dirty part come from?
Okay. That's interesting, John. So, have you seen the movie The Other Guys?
No.
Okay. It's Will Ferrell. There's a homeless guy.
Right.
Who steals Will Ferrell's Prius.
Ah.
and he has...
He has a sex party with all his homeless friends. And it's Dirty Mike and the boys.
And
so you're one of the boys?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
He is.
So you reenacted it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is Mike's girlfriend has a Prius.
Yeah, I started dating her after I got being called Dirty Mike.
And then because she had the happened. Prius?
No, it was just...
Perhaps that was kismet.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So up until now, Dirty Mike's had a train wreck of a life financially and generally.
Generally.
Yeah.
Candid.
So how old are you, John?
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. So how old are you,
Mike? I'm 35.
You're 35. Mm. Now, for the first time probably ever.
Ever.
You're now debt free.
Yep.
And you've got...
Contrary to Glenn's advice again.
Yes. So we get Mike almost out of debt and he'd run back into debt. So
I really want to run back into debt.
Yeah. So for most of his life, he's had a negative $20,000 net worth. and but he's had a few years working for himself and that didn't work. But fast forward to today, he's had a horrendous track record managing his own money. He's now working full time for a company in the Hunter Valley, we'll say that.
Yep.
Can we say that?
Yep,
what's your current salary package?
80.
Yeah, so decent money.
Yep.
Okay. He's commuting about an hour and 20 minutes to work.
That's right.
Each way. 3 hours in the car a day.
Yep.
He's got a girlfriend who works essentially a full-time job at the moment, and she earns around 50 grand a year. Now, they're not really living...
Still lives with her parents.
Yeah. Which is another podcast episode. Shout out if you're listening. We'll have Eros on as a guest.
I mean, I can talk about that if you like.
Yeah, Erin.
Living with your parents.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, how's that going, Erin?
Really good.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So I get drunk on a Sunday.
So we're at this stage where Dirty Mike is sick of driving to work 3 hours.
Yep.
He's had the light bulb moment of, oh, I'm not getting any younger. And my life is a financial train wreck. I need to sort it out ASAP.
Yep.
His girlfriend and him, they want to have...
where does she work?
It's...
Beauty therapy?
Yeah, beauty therapy. Thing. But on the Central Coast.
On the Central Coast, okay, yeah.
She's not, however, tied into that.
So it's she not could a get career a job. Thing. Yep.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. And she yep. can go somewhere else.
But she wants to make babies.
She's a keeper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we've talked quite openly about marriage, moving in together, children, all that type of
Is
stuff.
Is she the same age?
Roughly.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and we're keeping her pretty anonymous.
Yeah.
Which is fine. So I guess what do you want to do, Michael? Tell us what your grand plans are.
Okay.
And then I'm going to stand up.
You're being very sarcastic already.
You can hear it in his voice, can't
you? It's his subtle eye rolls that the audience can't see. Grand plans. Okay, so my parents are quite sensible with their money, and so they own their own house on the Central Coast, and they've offered to go parental guarantor on a mortgage for me.
Yep.
I want to use that opportunity to purchase a house and live in the Hunter Valley with my girlfriend, potential wife,
potential baby mama.
Around kind of Cessnock, John.
Yeah, Cessnock, around those sort of areas.
Yep.
Get in, start living the Australian dream. Have a house, have babies, have her stay at home.
That's super exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, not according to Glenn.
So,
I was just going to say, what is your problem with all of this? Because it sounds completely fine to me.
Okay, let's just back up the back truck.
Sure.
So I'm just taking it. Aaron's saying, yes, Michael, run along and do it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
In theory.
The greatest Australian dream is a fallacy, number one.
Yeah.
True.
But
Well, are we ready for me to stand up and rant? I mean, or do you want to have some cents?
I suppose just before I get the whole gamut of information, Big Mike.
That's Dirty Mike.
Big Mike's off.
My niece and nephew call me Dirty Mike.
Yeah.
Some
he's got kids American under show. Four calling him Dirty Mike.
My mum hates it.
Yeah.
What are your top three reasons for wanting to buy your principal place of residence with your future partner?
I really want one is basically the main reason.
An emotional
thing. It's
an
emotional thing.
So you want one, why?
We're going to have massive fights today, I can feel it.
That's why I'm here. Glenn's like, I'm going to let you have it. So
I'll let you back, mate.
So I really like gardening and things like that, and I'm in the building industry just. And so I like the idea of having something that I can manipulate, that I can improve, that I can feel comfortable in. I've been renting my whole life as well, obviously. And that just never seems like a permanent thing. It always feels like a transient thing.
Yeah.
And so for me, I feel like having a
mortgage...
you're
going to put so much effort into something that's not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do now with, because I'm living with a buddy of mine. And so he gives me the opportunity to do the gardens there.
Yeah.
And so, and that gives me a lot of joy. And so if I was to go, say, up to the Hunter Valley, rent in somebody else's place who I don't know.
You're not going to do that.
I won't be doing it. I probably will, but so I won't see any return.
Without coming to a conclusion straight away, most landlords, me included, would love a green thumb.
Yeah, absolutely, tenant. Yeah. But I don't really get, and I will do that, but I feel like that effort would be better capitalized on.
On your own.
Even though I enjoy it for my own personal reasons, it would be better if I was owning the property and adding value there.
Okay, so you want to put your own impressions on your own place.
Yep.
And you're sick of renting because you've done it for 15 years.
Yep.
And anything else?
That's about it. Oh, and so with the potential family, I feel like it would be better to have roots down in something.
Mm-hmm. And your partner... where does she sit in this? Is she keen to do the same?
She's the most keen. My parents are very keen as well. When I spoke to them both about how Glenn is advising me against this, they were worried that I was going to listen to his advice.
Yeah. So, Glenn, what's your reasons for being against this?
Okay. So, number one, and I will say I'm not absolutely against parental guarantees or guarantors, whatever they call it. Generally speaking, sometimes, like if you couldn't get a parental guarantee, you can't afford a house.
True.
So I'm a little bit scared of the false economy.
Yeah.
A little bit. Another one, Michael.
Yep.
If you move to the Hunter Valley.
You know, it's serious when you're getting your full name dirty, Mike.
Yeah.
What if you moved up to the Hunter Valley for this job?
Which I've only been in for 4 months.
Exactly. Yeah. What if you lost the job the week after?
Yeah, that I mean, that would be an issue. I would have to find work elsewhere.
So it could be you could be commuting back another half hour.
Correct.
So what I would like to see, I've got no problem with people buying houses, whatever, like knock yourself out if you can afford it.
Another disclaimer, Glenn's a good friend of mine. He knows a lot of the backstory.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of cares as much as Glenn can.
He's pretty close.
No, he cares. He's just brutally wants to.
And I would say at the moment, how do you manage your money?
Yep.
Can I ask, do you guys have any family up that way?
No.
No, okay.
So you've got no actual money management habits or anything in place.
No, right? No.
So my advice would be you both get on a decent spending plan and try and keep that for 3 months and legitimately try and save some money because...
Do you have any recommendations?
Of a spending plan?
No. There's a book. No. So that's my biggest thing. I don't want this property because this is what's going to happen. You're going to get the bloody house. You're going to want to renovate it. 10 minutes later, you'll be in a personal loan or credit card debt because you want to renovate the bastard.
Possibly. I hear that scenario.
And then secondly, is Cessnock, what's that like as an area? Because... It took a hit up there, didn't it?
So, I'll come back to that. But if we went back a step and said, is Cessnock the area that you want to be in for the next 10 to 15 years, regardless of the current work you've got?
Yep.
And secondly, is this the house that you want to be in for the next 10 or 15 years, regardless of the work you're in now?
Yep.
What would the answer to those two be?
I guess it would be, so the last statement, yes. The first statement, it's all right. Cessnock's all right, the area.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of people come through our doors buying in a place that they can afford for the sake of getting into the market and going to the barbecue and saying, I own a home.
Yeah.
Right.
That's part of it, yeah.
Yeah. Because if that is the absolute... wrong reason for buying a property.
Yeah.
regardless of where Cessnock is in the property cycle.
Yep.
So yes, there's an argument that says, yeah, well, Cessnock in the immediate Hunter area has some great upside in the next 10 years.
Yep.
But if we're doing it for the wrong reasons, then
doesn't matter where it is.
Doesn't matter where it is. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
See, I floated the idea. I've got tenants in a property at Lake Haven, for example. And shout out if you're listening. What up? She actually might. I don't know. They've expressed, like, I think they've just signed a 6-month lease. And I'm under the impression that they may go in 6 months, for example. And I floated the idea, well, if that property became available, if we moved, and you know, 40 minutes north of where he's living at the moment, his commute's dropped an hour. But we need to scratch that itch of him building wealth for his future, because that's another factor that he's freaking out about. So can we use the parental guarantee to maybe buy an investment property somewhere else to get him that emotional win to scratch the itch? And because the biggest fallacy is people think they need to own a home to have kids. That's categorically not true. Mm-hmm. It's actually not true. I mean, it's science. There's been a lot of teenagers that have kids and they don't own property. You can still do it. I don't think there's any correlation between home ownership and the quality of a parental relationship to their child.
Absolutely not.
So I just want to take a bit of the heat and the emotion out of it. And the other thing I said to them yesterday, I said, well, what happens if you can't have a baby?
Yeah. So I think those things are valid. However,
you're going to do it anyway.
Well, that's not the plan. That's not the plan. Like, there's no point planning for the worst case or the best case financially.
But the logic needs to stack up. So if you buy it tomorrow and then you lose your job, you're like, crap, now we're in Cessnock.
Yeah.
But would you not, you'd be happy to stay up that way?
Yes, that's
quite
nice.
But what if there's no job up there?
But you shouldn't be forced to stay in a house or a town purely because you've bought a property there.
Yeah. I just don't want this tail wagging the dog.
So I think...
How's your sobering going?
She's nodding forward. Yeah. Just have a swig of that rosé over there. So, Dirty Mike, we've got gardening, we've got sick of renting, we've got security for our future family.
Yeah.
As our top three.
Yeah.
So, I think the gardening thing, like it or not, can be fixed in numerous ways. Part-time in a nursery, rent.
Buy some pots.
Fix the backyard at the place you're renting, etc. Yeah. Sick of renting commonly comes along if someone feels as though they're running on the spot with
and
their
that's,
future wealth.
That's what it is.
So if we gave an alternative to that, can we feel as though we're moving forward?
Can I actually say as well a comment? Is it true, Dirty Mike, that you've never rented a place by yourself?
I've never actually gone through real estate. I've always rented with friends that have bought their own places.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you never know the feeling of, hey, I've just rented this house. My name's on it. There's no other people living here. We will make this home.
Yeah.
So, you've never actually had that feeling.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
And I've had that feeling. And as much as when Millen and I lived in that terracotta soul-crushing nightmare down the road, it was still ours.
No natural light. No natural light.
So actually, if you look on
soul-crushing nightmare.
If you Google Sort Your Money Out, Glenn James, how much to spend on rent, there's a blog article there and there's some photos of that terracotta nightmare. So I think you need to I think you're making a decision. You wouldn't even be entertaining this thought if your parents said, we want to go parental guarantee for you.
100%. 100%.
So, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Now, and this is why I wanted to wheel John in. I think what I would like you guys to do is go and rent somewhere together. You freaking might hate each other after living together for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you guys need to live together.
Yeah. I feel that.
Because
I've seen it the flip side, and you'll know who I'm talking about. Bought a house together. First time either of them had lived out of home.
Yes.
And it was just a nightmare.
Yeah, and it was a train wreck.
It was an absolute train wreck,
They put up with it for a while.
Yeah.
And then, but so what I would say is for 6 to 12 months, bloody go and rent a place up there. You might hate Cessnock.
And live together. Because you might hate her.
Yeah. And if you like Cessnock and you like living together,
put some roots down.
Buy a house up there. Knock yourself out. I'm just... But then it's like... And within that time, I need to sit down with both of you and get some freaking habits and behavior. This bastard gets paid monthly. So he said he's got $4,000 in the bank at the moment to his name.
No, no, that's clear. That $4,000 is free and clear.
Okay, whatever. I've just been blown away by that extreme amount of wealth. You know what I mean? Like, so I think the number one thing is...
so judgy, Dirty Mike, honestly. Yeah,
and if you are listening, I've known this guy. He puts as much crap on me.
It's
we love him.
Yeah,
and
it's
you know,
totally fine.
Yeah.
This is going better than realist. I thought it was going to go.
Yeah. I'm pragmatist.
I think that's because John and I are here.
And I couldn't be bothered doing this without recording it. Yeah. Because I want
to. So, but he's equally as brutal to me. Like, don't take it personally.
Oh, no.
So I would like to see you guys, because you get paid monthly. That's so hard to manage if you don't have a good system in place.
Yeah.
You live like a king for 1 week. So you don't want the house to be a curse. You want it to be a blessing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would love to, and I'll be the first one to say, if my tenants at Snakehaven, I mean Lakehaven.
Crackhaven.
Yeah. Move out. No offense. We should edit this out, but we probably won't. Move
That's
out.
That's just fact, though.
I would like you guys to move in. It's a very brand new, like it's what, less than 2 years old.
Mm.
It's a brand new, have the backyard. I'll like make it yours.
Mm.
And I think.
Well, that's what Glenn was saying. Just as we were sort of leaving each other after this conversation, he's like, have that and then go and rent, like rent best. Like potentially use the guarantor to purchase an investment property to generate wealth and still rent and rent.
But I hypothesize with her $50,000 a year, if we can get them renting, we should be able to have a house deposit if they're actually serious within 12 months. If they're actually serious.
Mm.
Well, yeah, look, well, I wrote three steps here, so I agree with you. Step one is cash flow management. You've got to have a history of getting that right, and that's set for the next 20 years, regardless of incomes. The second one in conjunction with that is 6 months of rental minimum to get a feel for, do I like Cessnock, do I live in Lakehaven, wherever it may be.
Yep.
And then the third one is a house purchase. Now, if you've got step
but
one
step
in order...
step 2B is, do I like living with this girl?
Well, that's going to happen as a result of that, isn't it, with the rental situation? Because I imagine you're moving in straight away
and this
based
will,
on any decision
And
it'll
be her first time out of home.
No, it won't be.
Well, okay.
In a long time.
Okay, sure.
So step three, house purchase, is... I can still take advantage of the parental guarantee, but we've also got our own hard-earned that we've saved.
Mm.
So we can use a combination of both if we need to.
Yep.
We're moving forward and we're comfortable that we're actually making a dent on our future wealth.
Yeah.
And then making an informed decision around where the hell that is around the country that you want to buy.
Yeah.
Now, if you're still at that stage where, we really want our own home, at least you've put all pros and cons on the table and, and you're good to go.
So one of my concerns as well is that if we sort of start creating a family at this point and then she stops working for a number of years to take care of the kids and things like that, expenses will increase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned that this situation that's the opportunity that's available to me now may not be available in terms of the amount that I can borrow or the amount that I can save at this point. Is that just...
Put that on the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
If she's not working because you're having family, now you get a mortgage that you have to look after on your own. Whereas if you're renting, you can upsize, downsize, move in, move out, do whatever you want to do. You're stuck with that mortgage if she has,
has
no work.
The perfect emotional storm for Dirty Mike as well was, I think... he's told he could borrow up to $400,000.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can get a house for under that in Cessnock. I'm a zombie. So that was the biggest problem. But I would say...
Did you say that again?
but I would say because...
You know, I just
that's
really
an inaccurate,
with him,
that's an inaccurate representation
like
of me, Glenn.
Yeah. He's me in a boy version.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
these guys don't agree with
Do
it.
Do you want to cuddle him?
I understand.
Serious question.
She's not that buzzed.
Serious questions. Would you likely be friends with him? But I guess
we've got a common enemy.
Yeah.
But I think... that's true.
But I would say those comments that he just made will sort themselves out with the spending plan and cash flow.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how much it costs both of you to exist at the moment.
Right. Okay.
So you can't... manage what you can't measure.
Yeah, and the banks made an assessment on your life when they really know nothing about it.
That's right,
Your psyche of it all and everything else to go with it. But yes, you may lose your first homeowner's grant.
Mm.
That's the downside, potentially.
That to me, I mean, when Glenn said rent investing, I was excited about that opportunity. So I don't mind.
To scratch that itch.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
So if that's, I don't know, 15 grand, let's call it 15 grand. Are you more keen to save yourself 15 grand or make 100 grand by making a better investment decision is probably what we're.
And
people look at the short term benefits of the first homeowner's grant, but I've just bought at the top of the cycle and it's going to remain flat for the next 10 years. Whereas 5% on a 400K property, there's 20 grand the first year.
So what I would propose you guys do tomorrow is get your ass up to Cessnock, both of you sign up for rental property, like tomorrow. Mm. Like, let's make a plan and get this thing moving.
Yeah.
And then we do a spending plan and, you know, and she's happy to commute back the hour. Is she legitimately happy to commute an hour
back to the coast? She says she is, but that's right.
And people say a lot of things.
I think that'll only be temporary, though.
But I think she's only happy if we've got a house and a mortgage. And she wouldn't be happy if we're just renting
now,
out there.
I know you come from traditional families and there could be some pressure for the ring on the finger.
Some pressure.
Question.
Prior to.
Do you want a. Sort of. Yeah. Do you want a marriage or do you want a wedding?
I think the marriage is more important.
Yeah, okay, definitely. Well,
freaking next Thursday, go down to the courthouse and sort it out and get out of my freaking office.
Oh, my God, he's awful.
That's Sunday.
That's dirty, Mike. I'm being dramatic.
Yeah.
And in the context of it, for the listeners, this is the majority of conversations we have on a day-to-day basis because most come from conservative families where let's buy a home, that's security, and let's pay it off for the next 30 years and the great Aussie dream's ticked. And it's not until someone comes in outside the box that says, hang on a minute, is this the right decision for you?
Yeah.
Because we've seen it done way more effectively. And if you look at the wealthiest people in the country and the world, it's most of them have rented.
Prior
to creating their wealth
and
gone off and invested in assets in the meantime and didn't give a bugger about egos and painting the walls. And
So I think the first thing is let's get you married. I'm not saying let's get you wedded because weddings cost money.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, I know you're wealthy. You've got 4 grand. So, yeah, maybe.
But at least like is she the same? She's happy to just be married. She's not wanting.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All these comments she said this quote unquote.
No, but like I just feel like that's something that might come back to bite you later.
We've spoken about it, and I feel like when we've spoken about it, I'm probably more keen on the wedding than she is.
Perfect.
Oh, I thought we were discussing his finance. We're not critiquing his relationship.
That's a big part of it.
It's a valid point. So, I mean,
it's a big expense that
I see. There's a big difference between the wedding and a marriage.
Yeah, totally.
How long have you been going out?
2 years.
Yeah. So if you were paying me to be your financial advisor, I would legitimately say you need to work out what's more important in priority, having a wedding and dropping 20 grand on that.
That's ridiculous.
Or whatever. But people do.
Yeah, I know they do, but it's only because their relationships are shit and they're trying to...
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, can you tell us what you think?
I like Sunday, Aaron.
Yeah. That's the way it's going to be.
You guys know what I'm saying is true, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would say you both need to be on the same page categorically, and I think...
But just make sure she's really on that page.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
And
100, yeah.
And I think it's got to be a real talk moment. I'm like, hey, are we doing this together, this life thing? If it is, we're moving to Cessnock next Thursday. We're putting a plan in place to get married before the end of the year or whatever that is. And then coming to the new year, we're joining our finances together and we're going to get with Glenn and have a track to have a deposit saved or at least some savings behind us. Because if she's got a full-time income, you've got good money.
Mm.
I mean, John, 18 months to have a bloody good home deposit?
Well, especially when you combine it with the parental guarantee that's hopefully still on the table.
Yeah,
you can.
Is there any pressure around that? Like, is that like
not potentially? Cool. I've got like my brother and sister-in-law who would also potentially like to have that, but they want to sort of stay around the coast, and I don't feel like.
So you don't have to rush that just to take advantage of it. That's something
like
that's going
to... My parents own their house outright, so I'm not sure exactly, but potentially they could have two guarantors on that property.
John, as an overarching comment anyway, if you're looking to... And I'll go out and say it. If you're looking to move over an hour away from where you live, go and rent in that community for 6 months and see if you actually like it.
Minimum.
Yeah. That's what I'd... Okay. As an overarching comment, because you can buy a house whenever you want. There's houses on every corner.
So I've just found one here for you. Dirty Mike, $350 a week in Cessnock. It's got an untouched backyard that you can and do some nice little renos to, and away you go.
And what you could do, you could even negotiate with the landlord and say, "I like gardening. Can we do something? Or you know, I know it's your responsibility, but like, can you do something like that, John? Like, make it cheaper, and I'll make it really pretty."
I've had many requests from vendors. Tenants that I want to put a screen door on, I want to do the garden up, or I want to do something. Like, knock yourself out unless you tell me first, but unless you're going to knock out a wall, go for it. Absolutely.
It's a win. Some cool houses in Cessnock for rent.
I really like the area in terms of like architecturally. There's a lot of old cottages and a lot of really cute stuff. I think that in terms of the area and living there, there's a lot of cool little nooks and
So if she's getting like say $1,000 a week after tax, is that what we're saying?
Less than
700 a week. So why couldn't we save $500 a week of her money?
She has a bit of debt.
Okay,
not much.
And again, you're marrying into debt, so why is a broader conversation. We need to get you in the same house and get our finances joined, and then we can jointly attack the debt.
Yep.
Because you shouldn't be buying a house if you got consumer debt. Do you reckon, John?
No, I don't think so. Unless you've got something else that's underpinning a lot of that, like you've got a business and you're due to get a big check in a few months or something like that.
Yeah.
But you've got to have that.
And I guess, again, my broad brush statement, it sounds like I'm Mr. Negative and whatever, probably am, but it's like I want everyone to buy a house and to live it, but I don't want the house to own you, and I want to just to do things a bit more methodically.
Yeah. The good part about Glenn is he's totally emotionally bankrupt when it comes to decisions like this.
Totally.
So it's most things in my life.
Yeah. I like to punch some numbers on things like this as well, just so we can see.
And I have done, although not an expert, I have done some.
I've just done a 5-minute calculation, basic, and $350 a week is $18,000 a year in rent.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A $350,000 loan, which give or take is what it's going to be, 4%. Your minimum interest only is $14,000.
Yep.
So you're probably going to be paying P&I. So that's going to push it. Yes, you're going to pay the loan down, but the rates and the interest only are probably going to be circa to what you'd be paying in rent anyway.
That is my point, though. Like, that's like it's going to be the same to buy as it is to rent.
Yeah. So, but if you're in a market where there's no movement in the next 5 years versus spending your $18,000 and getting into a market that's got better growth opportunities,
right?
That's when you move ahead,
right? But then that's double the money. Then
why?
Well, potentially, if the place, I guess, the growth ensures rent, but if the place doesn't rent, then I'm paying double the amount on one investing and then two the rent. If I can live in the house that I own. Or that I'm paying off as part of the rent. That's my idea.
If only if you're going to get 6-8 weeks of vacancy.
Yeah.
And that never happens unless you're buying.
Can we all agree, at least for the next 6 months, we have this buying discussion again, and we'll get Mike back on the show after you've lived in Cessnock with your girlfriend for 6 months.
We're broken up. And
we're broken up, and he's now addicted to all types of things. So I think it's more of a, hey, I've been living in Cessnock for 6 months. I love it here.
Mm.
If I got a job in Newcastle, I would be happy to commute back to Newcastle because I love where I live.
Mm. Yeah. And if, as long as you know the pros and cons, I'm actually all for going and buying your own home to live in.
Mm.
But people go in with the wrong focus or attitude towards it. And
you think that's the case with me? It's not the correct attitude.
It's too many moving variables at the moment.
There's not enough certainty yet to say, let's definitely buy our own home to live in.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you're getting transferred to a position where you don't even know the town.
Yeah.
And we've already bought something sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, what do you guys do on a Saturday and Sunday?
Go to the vineyards, go to a coffee shop, go into town, do some...
See, it's perfect.
No, like here at the moment on the coast.
The same?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, potentially it is perfect there and you're right.
Mm.
We just don't know that yet.
That's right. And I want them to live together first and...
Oh, definitely.
You know, work out, you know, who's putting the bins out and all that crap.
Mm.
Let them have the fights.
We know
you can tell I've lived with a girl for many years. Yeah, exactly.
We know who's going to be doing the gardening.
Yeah.
So, and again, in a couple of months' time, if my property on the coast becomes available, I can certainly offer that if you've not already moved to Cessnock. But imagine if you purchased in Cessnock and you're both living there and it turns out she hates the commute. And it's really getting her down. And then you're like, I'm living with this monster who's upset.
Yeah.
25-8.
Yeah.
That's not worth all the money in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So, what are you going to do, Mike?
I'll give it some more thought. I think the renting in the area is definitely a better idea. And getting the financial management sorted.
And I will say, for you, it wouldn't hurt to have some rental history because some lenders will take that on board as genuine savings.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to see you for your first time. Oh, and as well, he's got the biggest piece of crap car and he needs a new car.
He's such a good friend, isn't he?
That's my car's featured on one of his blog articles.
It is. How much to spend on a car? Actually, if you type how much to spend on a car on Google, I did it the other day. I was the first article.
Oh, really? Well done.
Yeah, and there's a photo of me photoshopped in with a Lamborghini. and there is a photo of Michael and I with our Subarus. So
nice.
So, yeah, let's get you guys both moved out. And if her parents or your families or whatever have...
I mean, that's a big step, though, just in itself.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. Like, why the hell are you talking about buying a house together if you haven't moved out together and...
We've made a decision that this is going to be it.
So, the question, can you both legitimately move out together without any family pressure, without having a ring on it?
The pressure from my family will be minimal. It will be there, but we've got a pretty good relationship. They've said that it's not ideal, but it's going to be minimal. You know, it is what it is. I do what I want.
I'm
a full-grown man.
Yeah, you are.
What about her? But it's going to come from the other side?
Potentially the same amount.
Yep.
I think they'll be happy to be rid of her out of their house.
She's your problem now, mate.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've heard that from...
Would you ever do a honeymoon in Africa?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think legitimately, Glenn James here, for whatever it's worth, I reckon you guys should get married within the next couple of months.
Yeah, we'll see.
Wow.
There goes my $4,000 I saved up.
What's the rush to get married?
Well, then I don't know.
Well, they're going to get pressure from their family, so it's obviously...
Tell them to bugger off.
Well, important.
Yeah, it's important to her. Too. It's mostly important to her.
Yeah.
And then secondarily, it's important to both our families.
I just worry, though. Like, what if you guys get married and then you can't live together?
Yeah, no, you got to go.
I doubt it, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, I know you doubt it, but like, there's just so many things, isn't there, John will second this, that come up that you just don't even foresee.
I will not, and this is just me, Glenn Conservative, I'm not living with someone unless I'm married to them.
Really? Yeah. See, I wouldn't marry someone that I hadn't lived with.
Yeah.
Glenn and I come from a similar understanding.
It's completely different. Yeah.
Good Catholic boy.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm a not so good Catholic boy.
But I mean, and I'm not even
and
Catholic.
Then you just oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I didn't rent before, but anyway.
But, yeah, but that's just me.
You lived with Ames before you got married?
Oh, not really.
So you're the Catholic boy.
Yeah.
Well, you just weren't from here. It's different.
Look, we can all confirmation bias anything, can't we?
We can, John. Hey, did Bush do 9/11?
What?
Tower 7.
Just Google that. So are we feeling pretty good about this?
Yeah, I'm glad I've got some free advice.
Do you want me to? It's not advice. Yeah. We're just having a chat.
No advice.
Nothing to do on a Sunday.
What about you let us know and we'll recap on another episode, the progress we'll keep.
I think the first step is definitely getting the finances in order, getting the management, seeing what's actually going out with hard data, although I know it in the top of my head, seeing what's actually being spent on what.
Totally. Because you need to know how much it costs to live.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as that.
All right.
Well, let's get out of here. Thanks, Dirty Mike.
Thanks, Dirty Mike. Thanks, guys.
Nice to meet you.
Catch you guys soon.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Ghetto Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.
Do you want to stay for the after party, Dirty Mike?
I'll stick around if you guys will have me.
John, you got 10 seconds?
Yep.
Important.
No kids still alone at home?
Important question.
Hopefully not.
She hasn't rang you.
Can't smell any smoke.
How are you feeling, Aaron? You dizzy?
Good. I'm good.
What are you doing?
It's been the sobering experience that I needed.
Yeah. Are you going to punch on after this?
Yeah. I don't get days off ever, so
she's
I need
punching
to.
On.
Well, back to the Annie.
I don't know.
She'll land over like the Beachy or somewhere.
Oh my god. Beachy Sundays. Yeah. No. I don't know.
Sunday sesh.
Cool. You'll have to ask Dan on your way out. School on your way home.
Shandy.
Totally. I just feel like that would go, because I haven't, like Ames and I, it's just way overdue. So yeah.
Let's go to your house after this.
Yeah. After party.
After party at the Pitcher's place.
Let's do it.
Rock on.
No, I'm gonna make a banana cake when I get home.
You use your mixer.
Yeah. Three rotten bananas you can take.
Yeah. So I want to just get real for a while. I want to talk about fatigue, and it is a problem that many of us face.
Have we been recording this whole thing?
Yeah, this is recording.
Oh, shit.
It's legit.
Yeah, right. Fatigue in what kind of way? Like, John and I are a bit worried about how vague that is.
So, I was at a Korean restaurant on Friday night, and I was suffering from chopstick fatigue.
It's real.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to anyone else?
No forks in the restaurant?
No. And I'm like, my hand was almost cramping.
Mm. You've never written a law exam, obviously.
No.
Or two in the one day.
Wow. Really? So how do you overcome chopstick fatigue?
RSI.
No forks.
Yeah.
No forks.
How much were you eating?
It was a fair bit. Yeah.
Like I use chopsticks quite often. I've never had fatigue.
You know, I welcomed a guy to Australia, one of the Korean guys. I said, how long have you been in Newcastle? He's like, a couple of months. I said, welcome. I go, do you like it here? He goes, yes. I said, you're welcome to stay as long as you want.
That's very kind of you.
Contrary to the conditions of his visa.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
He competed at the 2018 Commonwealth Games.
No, but you don't understand. That's Glenn said I could stay.
Yeah. Do you know who he is? Oh, he's a nobody.
Yeah. So
nobody knows who
he
is.
What do you mean with the fatigue? Mm. I just had to stop and stretch, like do these hand things.
Mm-hmm. Use your hands.
I don't want to get dirty.
Better than chopstick fatigue.
No, it's true.
Just tip the bowl.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is. I coined it.
Yep.
Ah, cool.
See, I've eaten all kinds of sushi. Sushi tray, never had chopstick fatigue.
But you just pick sushi up with your hand?
No, I didn't.
Hey, should we do a My Millennial Money Christmas party?
Yeah, like, can we?
And we can do it at my house. I'm kid friendly. Bring the kids, whatever.
Or don't.
Yeah, or don't.
As a podcast or just a
no,
party?
No, as a party.
I've been saying that. We need to have like some
and
kind of
I
social
I
want to
do
event.
Like finger food, like legitimately let's order Indian and only use our fingers.
We should have had a Melbourne Cup party.
We should have.
Mm. I don't even watch it. I've never. I can't tell you the last time I watched the Melon Cap.
It's a good excuse.
I mean, yeah. I've lost my train of thought. All right, see yous.
Oh, you need me to do this thing?
Yes. All right. Thanks for that, Johnny boy.
Righto.
Are you going?
Yeah.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks for your thoughts.
Tell Ames I said hi.
Do you reckon, did that help?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do at the very least. Is get
hard hitting.
Find out where it goes and rent somewhere for 6 months.
Cessnock's cool. I really like it.